Good morning, Rabboisai! Lili Nishmasim Imerosi Ruspas Mordechai and Schos Akiva Simcha Ben Fego. So yesterday somebody dropped this off at my desk. I had no idea what this was in middle shir. This is by Eli Bernstein. Unbelievable. He's that kid. He's just a kid. Look how beautiful. Made out of wood. Look at these letters. Look at the detail. It's like literally like a CNC or something. Unbelievable. Beautiful. Mamish, nice stuff. This is from Eddie Balin. Starting off the day with a daf instead of a cigar. LOL. K29, Canarsi. Daffing in the morning is a priority even for the critical care paramedic. Canarsi. No, what's K? Canarsi. Canarsi. Shalom Aleichem, what's your name? Isaac, alone from where? Brooklyn, New York. Yofi. Every day it's the same story. It's one email for me and one email from another guy in this year. I'm not going to say his name. It's going to be a surprise. So Yichaput is. Join your daf back in Mesechta Yuma. I've been full force since. Besides the daily high I get from your daf. High. You always speak about the camaraderie that the MDY Chever have. This past week I was blown away by one of the Muncie participants, Mo Landy. Besides that, he's always hosting get-togethers. He recently put out a chat that he's going to be at the Kever of Shiloh from Kirstir, and he sent a form, a Google form, asking the Chever to fill it out so he can daven for them. This is the next level chesed. Chesed, Rabboisai, chesed with Torah. Going on a personal trip, but yet asking his MDY family if he can daven on their behalf. Recently at the local Muncie MDY, see him on Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos. He's finishing the last day of Rosh Hashanah. My 11-year-old son, Moshe Yehuda, asked if I can finish it up so he can accompany you grow and cross the finish line. I took my two sons with me to the Siyum. They enjoyed the lavish dairy buffet. They danced along with the Chevrot, the MDY Think song. It's Kishmak to the Daf. Later that evening, my 8-year-old Shmuel was jumping on his bed to the words, it's Kishmak to be a Yid. My 11-year-old said, Daddy, tonight's learning of Rosh Hashanah is best. Listen to this. Tonight's learning, his kid said, tonight's learning of Rosh Hashanah was the best learning I have ever experienced. He has since taken upon himself to learn Tainus. C attached him listening to your Daf on Naki Radio, that's what it's called, Naki? Naki. Naki. Oh, Naki Radio, here he is. And Yosef said that we're on Naki Radio. How else? It took some time to get on there. Another place I didn't know we were on. Okay, Naki. I don't have it. We have on Naki Radio. P.S. Best regards from Nachman Seltzer. Besides the many talents that he has, one of them he might not have revealed yet, was that he was the official trumpet player in our class band back in Stalin. Is there a school that you didn't go to? Is there a guy that hasn't been in your shir? Wow, so we have a lot of... I was a table drummer. We jammed together every time our Rebbe would walk. Oh, looking forward to the next trip to New York. The Oilers is patiently waiting your return. Your Talmud, Shmari. Zeilengold. He remembered your last name, Shmari. Was noch? We have another minute only. Oy, boy, running out of time here. The rebellion has been trying to persuade my friends in the minion to start the dab, especially with the MDY shir. At least three guys started in the last few weeks, Baruch Hashem. Well, apparently my words sunk in because over the past week, my amazing 13-year-old, there's a 13-year-old, who has been listening to my whatever the word is, and watching me learn with the shir, decided to join the shir. So here's a picture of Moshe, who's in the 7th grade, and was bar mitzvah this past summer, and is keeping along with Masechta's tightness. Thank you so much for making the shir entertaining, and while showing Moshe the Masechus HaTorah. Avi Goldenberg. Something I noticed over here. What's that drumming over there? Maybe Avi, yeah. Do you notice what I notice? I noticed the tzitzis right over here. Tzitzis in America, outside, Givaldic. Okay, Masechta Tainus is dedicated by the Kesslin Davis family's Refu Shlema from Miriam Esther Bas Dvoira. The Koilol, the sponsor of the month of the Koilol, is Chaim. From Lakewood. We already have another sponsor, Baruch Hashem, for next month. If anybody wants a day or an hour, it's also available. That's the idea is everybody should be involved. Chodesh Kislev is sponsored by Yoili. Lilinishmas Dov Pinchas Ben Moshe, Lilinishmachal Mechayu, from Baz Dov Pinchas, Lilinishmas Echiel Shragim and Avram Alevi. Also, Parnas Achodesh, Reuven Klein, for his mother, Nechama Bas Kolev. Parnas Achodesh, the Hannes brothers, in honor of the Hanses. Hannah Sabzelia, Chris Penn, and Ben Azari families, and Shlomo Azari, and his parents to join MDY. Soraya Strimling, Lili Nishmas, Leibish Velvel, Vinstrol Zesha, Larry Shon, on the first yard side. Daniel and Cyril Cohen, Rufor Shlema for Gavriel Binyamin, Ben Cyril Fruma, Fuwa Shlema. Evan Weinstein, my father Binyamin Ben Avram, is the Shom Shana Ben Aliyah, and please ask Hashem, what do most people want? Please, what do you say? Health. Obviously he has health. Please ask Hashem to bless us with many, many cars. Peretz Chaim Levine, in honor of our Rebbe Rav Eli. Special thanks to Nassan Gans for all his hard work in coordinating the MDY booth at the Aguda Convention, which starts today. Rabbi Yisai, it's unbelievable. Check out the Aguda Convention booth, because it's going to be phenomenal. And if you're there in the Aguda Convention, maybe you could help out or something. Whatever. Say a good word to the guys. They're bringing along almost 500 Gemaras. See what happens. It could be one of those busts. 20 signups in 3 days. Now, there's 3 days, and I think they're still looking for people, because it's like Thursday, and it's Friday. You have to get home before Shabbos or stay at the hotel. Matzi Shabbos Sunday. Anyway, also special thanks to Yosef Biliak for all his efforts. By Joel Mizrahi, Men Miriam, our dear friend, Beth Gold Samler, on her second yard site. Listen to this. We have women who inspired many of us to start learning Daf Yomi. This is in Tinek. Tinek. I gave a shiur there one time. Joel Mizrahi. Lili Nishmas, Roshana Malko, Baz, Binyamin, Yaakov, Shoma, should have an Aliyah. One quick one from Zef Freund. First of all, thanks for the shiur. It changed my day, and I had a Cyrus to give up WhatsApp, YouTube on my phone. I'd like to ask, is there any way I can listen to this shiur by phone or get the video by email? Because I do not want to give up the shiur if he gives up his phone. Thanks, Chazaku Baruch. Yes, there is a phone number. It's for Kol HaLashon. I don't know what it is, Baal Peh. Maybe Yosef will put it on the screen. Emir Sashem, by the end of the day, says Gary, we're going to have a 718 number, so you could call in locally. I didn't know that up until now, it's not. Okay. This is Israeli number, but he's in America. These guys are in America. Beseder. Bezer Hashem, by the end of today, there'll be a 718 number for Kol HaLashon. Call in. There is a Zoom call in, but then you have to be up at this time. Akiva, what's in that cup on the edge? I'm just curious. Is that hot? Is that a hot drink? Not over there. Yeah, not a good idea. Yeah, shkoyach. Okay. It's one thing that you're on the edge, but a hot cup of I don't know what. Yeah. You gotta have your priorities straight. Okay. Rabbi said we're holding Dafyud Beis on the base. Today's Dafyud Gimel. And we're holding by the Gemara. So saying that there's a second set of Tanesim, second set of Tanesim, there's no Rechitza, Sikha, Tashmish Sharmita, Esti Gemara, Bishlam Kulu is Butainog. I can understand something that's pleasurable, Rechitza, Sikha, Tashmish Sharmita. Ava Malacha, Tsaru, you hear? Going to work, not learning Torah is a pain. Shalom Aleichem, how are you? I missed you. It's a Tsar. Omer Av Chizda, Omer Av Yirim Bar Abba, Omer Kro. Kachu Tsoim, Kiru Atzora. You prepare a fast day, Kiru Atzora. You call in a gathering, Isvu Skenim, gather up the Skenim for this fast. But it says the word Atzora. And the Gemara learns Ka Atzeres. What do we call Atzeres? Shvuas and also Shmini Atzeres. Those two are Atzeres. Ma Atzeres. Also, ba'asiyas melacha. Where do we get this? It should be fakert. It should be, you have to go to work. You have to work. You have to be b'tzar. No. Just like Yantiv, Shavuos, and Shmini Atzeres, there's no melacha. Avtayin is also ba'asiyas melacha. Ask the Gemara, ima atzeres miurta, the isim melacha is from the night. You can't do any melacha on Shavuos night when everybody goes to shul and learns all night. You're not doing melacha then. So on a fast also, the Isser Melacha should be from the night before. Why does it start in the morning? Avtayinus nami murta. Omer Rebzeri l'didim v'parashalim v'nevi d'Reb Yirmi bar Abba Omer Kro. Isfu skenim. It's a time that you gather the elders. Dumi da'asiv eskenim. Ma'asiv eskenim b'yoyim. Avtayin nami b'yoyim. The elders don't gather around at night. Ask the Gemara. Vema Matiaro. If we're talking about the elders gathering around, when do they gather around? They don't gather in the morning, really. They typically gather in the afternoon. Says the Gemara, this actually proves a point that Rav Huna says, they actually do gather in the morning, and that's why this melacha starts in the morning. Why do they gather in the morning? So if you're going to divide the day from the morning to the evening, let's say it's 12 hours. So we're going to divide the first half of the day until Chatzos. So the first half of the day till Chatzos. Ma'ainim b'mili demasa. We're going to look into what's going on in the city, meaning we need to check out. Are people conducting business properly? Are they stealing from one another? Is there gezel? Is there chamas? What's going on here? Why do we have a drought? Mikam ve'ilach, riva de yoyma. Now we have another 6 hours left. So a quarter, 3 hours, riva de yoyma. Karinam b'sifra v'aftarta. That's where we go to shul and we lane v'yichal Moshe. And we lane the aftaira. What's the aftaira, boy? Say bal peh. How does it start? Very good. Wrong! You're all wrong. Look at Rashi. Last line. Dirshu es Hashem bi matzai. There's an S in there. He's wrong also. No, so what's interesting is, I don't know if I should say the name of the Sefer, but this is a Sefer, Arugas HaBoisim, that made a whole pshat on this S. Why the Pasuk says S? It shouldn't say S. At the end of the day, it doesn't say S in the Pasuk. Rashi just brings it. But it's a... It was interesting that the Arugas HaBoisim has a whole Dvar Torah, and it's almost like a Purim Torah. That those Rabbanim that make up a Torah. The Gemara and Bava Master says this and this, and it doesn't really exist. Fine. There's a whole shtickle on it. Fine. Should I tell you the story about me learning the Aftar in Panovich, Yeshivik Tana, which I probably just said? Why not? I was maybe 13, 14 years old, and every guy in the Shir, because it's Shir Gimel, every guy got a week to lane. My lucky week was a fast. So I'm preparing this for months. I had to be perfect. And all these guys come and they fetch you. So the guy came over to me. I remember exactly what it was. He says, terrible, terrible. Because you said, Lama Hashem. It's not Lama, it's Lama. Yes, Lama, not Lama. So anyway, that was the thing. He was very disappointed in the laning. Is it Lama? Yosef. No, it's Lama. It is. He's right. It's Lama. He was right. And from that day on, from the M13, look it up in your siddur over there. No, in the laning. Lama. The emphasis is on the mem. Anyway, fine. The last 3 hours. That's when we daven. Shinemar, Beikumu. Alam da v'yikru b'sefer Torah Hashem alikeyem reviyas hayoyim reviyas mizvadim u'mshtachim Hashem alikeyem. So the final quarter we daven a lot. Says the Gemara Epochano. Maybe flip it around. Who said what part of the day we daven? Lo yisok adayitav d'chsiv ve'elai yosu kol choreid b'divri elike Yisrael, those who fear divri elike Yisrael. Al ma'al ba'agoyla u'chsiv, and then it says u'b'mincha so'erev, in the evening. That's when I'm about to finish. That's the final time in the day. That's when. Remember, you go like this. The Zohar says you shouldn't do it. It's a problem. Okay, fine. It's chukas hagoyim. Some say that's why we don't do it. Okay. Omar Rafrom Bar Abba. Omar Rav Chizda. Oh yeah. Omar Rafrom Bar Papa. Omar Rav Chizda. Koil shuhu mishum evil. A fast that the Isra Rechitza, we're talking about Isra Rechitza now, why can't we bathe if it's Mishum Evel? So if you're not bathing because of pleasure, but what type of fast is it? It's an Evel fast, Kigoyin, Tisha B'Av, V'Avel, and a person who's an Avelus, so you're not allowed to have pleasure on Tisha B'Av, you're not allowed to have pleasure when a person is an Avel. The Bach points out, Yom Kippur, is a deraisa, so we're not even talking about that. It might be an inyan of pleasure. You can't have pleasure, but it's Yom Kippur. It's a deraisa, according to most, according to the Ba'al. But We're talking about Tisha B'Av, that's the Rabbanon, not the Beit. And Avelus, Asur Bein B'Cham and Bein B'Tzoyna. Okay? So you can't bathe even in cold water. Kol Shum Mishum Tainog, you're going Tainis Tzibur, but if it's a Tainis Tzibur and you're not allowed to bathe because of pleasure in a Tainis Tzibur, B'Cham and Asur B'Tzoyna Mutar. Comes Rav Chisda, drops a bomb, he says, on a Tainis Tzibur, we're fasting for the rain, you're permitted to bathe with cold water. Now, Tosis points out, and this is how it's brought down, la'alacha, that on the fast days, we only have Tisha B'Av, as the Gemara said yesterday, we paskin, like Shmuel, I think it was, only Tisha B'Av is the one that we go with all those, the chumras of bathing, and that. But other fast days, what about Asar B'Tavis? The day we are flying to London, are you allowed to bathe on Asar B'Tavis? So, L'chat Chila, they say that make your adin you could, but a bal nefesh shouldn't, and it's based on this Tosfos. Brings Rabbi Yoel here, you shouldn't, fine. What? You know you're allowed to? Where, over there in your neighborhood over there? Let's go. Talking about this neighborhood, my friend. What's a bal nefesh? This neighborhood, bal nefesh, that neighborhood not. I don't know. Bal nefesh, person that wants to be machmer himself, person that wants to act with Kedusha, with, and not just be mezalzel. I don't know what a bal nefesh is. Saying, not mezalzel. If you want to be a bal nefesh, you want to take upon yourself and be a holy yid, figure it out yourself. It seems like you're anti this. What's the problem? Listen, this is the first kashing you had since the beginning of Shas. Obviously, it means a lot to you. So take a shower. Don't be a bal nefesh. What do you want from me? We'll talk about a bal nefesh later. Me and you could take showers. We're not the highest bal nefesh. Fine. Mati, you could join us. Fine. Could go in tiny. What? It's machlokes. Go in tiny. See, but b'cham amasu b'tzayin mutter. Omer avidi beroven. Avinan nevi tanino. V'noyel zemechet zayis. Learned. Oh. So he brings a raya that it's only hot water you can't take a shower with, because it says you lock up the bathhouse. Bathhouse has hot water, but you're not locking up anything else. Doesn't make sense what you're saying. What else are they going to lock up? Where are you going to bathe if you want cold? In the river. So I found the picture. Guy, try to lock up the river. You lock up the river. So I could come in from this way. I could go in this, and I could even go through your gate. What are you locking up exactly? It's not a bathhouse. It's one key in Shom Yisrael. You can't lock up a river. So obviously that's why he said you lock up the bathhouse. Don't bring a raya from there. That's only hot water, and the cold water you could. Omer Rav Shishi B'Reider Ravidi says the son of Ravidi who said this halacha. Abba Hochi Kashile. My father said beautiful, and it is beautiful. If you look at the Mishnah starts off says, already says, and then the Mishnah doubles up its lashon and says, let's lock up the bathhouses. Rechitza means anything, cold and hot. And the fact that the Mishnah doubles it up and says, lock it up, means I'm going to take part of it. I'm showing you what part of the rechitza is also. Otherwise, just leave it at Rechitza. Rechitza is also, and I would know from that, you're not allowed to bathe in cold, you're not allowed to bathe in hot, Shom Yisrael. But the fact that the Mishnah says, but you lock up the bathhouse, is coming to tell me that I'm trying to explain what the word Rechitza means. Rechitza is only hot. My father said, beautiful. Unbelievable halacha. Somebody has to go to the mikvah midday raisa. They push off. They go on Yom Kippur, on Tisha B'Av. Don't get excited. Bizmanenu doesn't exist anymore. Because those who go to the mikvah midday raisa are already counting days that are not midday raisa. It's not the real tefillah day. It's chumras. So you might as well push it off another day. If in the time of the Gemara that they were makbet 7 clean days and then they go to, fine. So you go to the mikvah on Yom Kippur. You go to, but not today. Okay. I'm just saying that's brought down halacha that today we don't do this. But, There's people that take showers Tanaisim. Maybe not. I don't know. I'm just, again, don't pass him based on me. Do not pass him based on what I say. This is what I saw. You look in the halacha yourself. I'm not a rabbi. Now, listen to this. The Gemara understands that there's no such thing as a hot mikvah. Why? How do you get hot water into the mikvah? They didn't have the heater system there. You're taking a pot of hot water. You're filling up a pot. By you filling up the pot, it becomes shu'uvin. You have to have rainwater, and this shu'uvin is from the faucet because it's already gathered. It's gathered in a pot. And then you're pouring it in. So you can't really have a hot mikvah. A lav b'tzaynen. So it has to be talking about a cold mikvah. And it says, v'chayavei tfilas in a shachrin eloi. Who's allowed to use a very cold mikvah on Yom Kippur, on Tishba? Only the ones that are chayim b'deraisa. But a person that's not chayim, you're not allowed to. Now, just real quickly, the Rishonim talk about whether or not you're allowed to heat up a mikvah, period. Did you know about this, Tomer? Tomer knows about this. Tomer checked out my mikvah. He's a Mr. Okay, I shouldn't even say what he does. He's into mikvahs. He makes his parnas on a mikvah. So, I wasn't really aware of this. It's a chiddush. There's a problem heating a mikvah. We go to a mikvah today, everything's hot, and there's three types of heat. There's very hot, medium hot, you know, the fancy mikvahs. Could you heat up a mikvah? Some Rishonim say, mamish asr. In fact, one of the Sfarim brought down that in the year Tuf Kuf Chav Gimel, what is that, 150 years ago in Yerushalayim, somebody decided he's opening up a hot mikvah. He could imagine what happened in Yerushalayim. The stones, Havganas, shut him down immediately. So up 150 years ago, people didn't have hot mikvahs. But then it became more and more prevalent. In Tzfat, the Rabbanim said it's a sakana not to have a hot mikvah. So they started coming in. Once it came in, the Ramah says you should be makbid. Ramah, we go by the Ramah. So Sfaradim are very makbid. I don't know how they do today. It seems like Sfaradim are more makbid. The Ramah says you should be makbid. However, in a place that they already have hot mikvahs, I didn't even know it's an issue. I thought you just go into mikvah and finish. Shalom Yisrael. What's the problem? The problem is that people are going to go into a bathhouse. They're going to go into a regular swimming pool. Here's a hot one and here's a hot one. What's the difference? Okay. So that's that. The Balatanya is one of the strongest ones to say that you should have a hot mikvah because, first of all, it's dangerous not. But also, he's concerned that people that go into a cold mikvah, they do it very quickly. They're cold. You ever go into that reason? They go, yeah. So you might not be careful. You might not be toivel completely. So Meili said, you should do a hot mikvah. Fine. Just as a ha'ara. We're talking, there is a mikvah that's hot. You know where? The hot springs of Tveria. Now, this, by the way, this is my favorite picture. If you watched Meaningful People, I brought it. I had to show it to them. This is, anytime I say Chami Tveria, I love this picture. What's Chami Tveria? What? You also love? That's right, the monkeys. Here we go. It's unbelievable. In Japan, they have these hot springs, and it's snowing. It's like in Denver. You go to Denver, and you sit in the jacuzzi outside, and it snows on you, but you don't feel anything because you're in the hot. You shouldn't know about it. We shouldn't talk about it. It's Loig LaRoche. You can't go skiing this year. Here's another one. I updated the picture. Here you could see the steam coming out of the water. And this guy's mamish chrupin away. If you ever go to the mikvah, zupnik, this is what happens over there. You see the guys. This is how they are. He's out cold. It's like, Rabid, I got to use the mikvah. Go. That's why maybe it's awesome. All right. Weiter. Ihochi, Eim Seifa, Amr Chanina. I never went to Zupnik in my life. I'm imagining. Yachi Eim Seif Amir Chanin Zgana Kehanim Kedaihu Beis Elikenu La'abed Olav Tfila Pamachas B'Shono. That's good for you, not for us, guys. So, Reb Chanin Zgana Kehanim. By the way, this is a tidbit. Why is his name Chanin Zgana Kehanim? His name should be Chanin Zgana Kehan. He was second in command to the Kehan. Why Kehanim? Because we learned in Yuma that, what, there was 300 Kehanim, and who remembers? There was so many Kehanim Gadolim that died. Every year, new Kohen Gadol. And he was the Zgan for everybody. So he's the Zgan of the Kehanim. But anyway, Kedaihu Beis Elikenu La'abed Olav Tfila HaPamachas B'Shono. Now, he says very, very, very simple. If you could go to the mikvah on Tisha B'Av, and Yom Kippur, in the cold mikvah. So why does Chanina Sgana Kohen Adam say that, Reb Chanina Sgana Kohen Adam say that it's a proud, oh, one day a year we're not going to the mikvah. What do you mean? You could go to the mikvah, go in the cold. You're not even losing a day. He says, oh, it's Kedai to commemorate the Churban Abayis. We're not going to go to the mikvah one day a week. Not true. You could go even that day in a cold. V'yamish b'tzoyne mutar, yirchat, b'tzoyne, omer ha-papa, basri l'shchiach tzoyne. It's a place, there's no such thing as cold. It's a hot, it's in Israel in the summer. We're going to get a cold mikvah. There's no such thing. Toshma k'shomer ha-osim b'melacha, l'yomer elo b'yoyim, ha-belayla mutar. So it goes like this. We have three halachas here. These are the three halachas in red. The isur malacha, that you can't do malacha, is during the day. The isur of wearing shoes is only in the city. And the isur of bathing yourself is your entire body. And then it says, and the same applies to somebody who's a nidui and somebody who's ba'avelis. Let's see inside. And I'll show you why I did this chart just for Stam, to make it easier. Okay, it's sad. Yaitzil derech noel, he goes out on the way, he puts on his shoes. As soon as he comes into the city, you see sometimes women, they go with their heels, they walk a long distance with their flask, they don't want to catch with the flask. As soon as they come to the whatever, they switch it out. Okay, fine. This is what they do here. Chaylitz, sham rosa bechitza, leyamru ela kol gufoy. Now, by the way, I just want to point out that Rashi here says, let's read it inside, because maybe I'm not allowed to say this. So Rashi says, eight lines from the bottom. Shom Rosh Mulacha, Gabitani Sibur, Leom Relabiyai, Abalayla Mutter. Mahacha Mashma, says Rashi, eight lines from the bottom. The Belayli Tishabov, Mutter Mulacha. Over here it seems like, Yelada do Mulacha, on Tishabov night, Vein Bittel Elabayai, Aval Ein Mefarsim Madavar. Don't tell anybody about this halacha. In fact, we don't pass it like this. We pass in that you're not allowed to do Mulacha, and there's actually a steer in Rashi's. What's very, very interesting is some people say that this whole Rashi on our Masech is not Rashi. There's a lot of funny things in Rashi here. He says a lot of like two pshatim, doesn't say which one he likes better. A lot of halachas, if you look in the bottom here, it's la halacha, we do like this. La halacha, it's not his style so much. But anyway, some people say it's not even Rashi. Fine. But there's a big steer in Rashi. But I thought it's cool. Don't tell anybody about this halacha. I'm not telling anybody, I'm just reading it straight out of Rashi. Ukshan Rashi Rechitza Layam Relikol Gufoy, Alpanim El Ragel Muta. And then it says, this blue halacha, v'cheinata moitze b'menuda u'ba'ovel, and the same halacha applies. These three things apply to somebody that's in a nidui, they put him in a cherim, and all. My lav akulu. L'chore, this blue goes in all these reds. U'b'maya skinon. And what are we talking about? Ilam v'b'cham, we're talking about hot water. Ponavyele ragli misharu. K'ra'ovel, wash his face. V'amar amsheshes, ovel osa loyshet, that's boy v'cham. If it's hot, ovel can't even put his finger, dip his finger into hot water. So it's not like Rav Chizu says he could wash his whole body in cold water. Cold water, the whole body, he says. Look, the top of the Amud, right? Five lines down. Omer Rav Chizda, kol shum shum ovel, b'tzoyne mutter, he says. 2, 4, 6, 8 lines from the top. B'tzoyne mutter. You're allowed to wash your whole body if you're in Avelos. This says that Avelos you can. Oh, this blue box only goes with these two red boxes. It doesn't go with this one. It's not talking about rechitza at all. V'chein menuda is talking about the isa malacha, shouldn't do malacha, only in the daytime, and an oval shouldn't wear shoes. But when it comes to rechitza, perhaps he could bathe in cold water. Toshma de omer reb abba koyen, mishur reb yoysi koyen. Maisu meisu bono shur reb yoysi ben Rabbi Chanina. Two sons of Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Chanina died. Virochatz b'tzoni kol shiva, and he bathed in cold water. So you see, he could bathe in cold water like Rabbi Chizda. Says the Gemara, don't bring a raya from there. Hasam kishet chafuhu avolav hava. What happened was, one son died, and you know, the oilam started, you know, he didn't take a shower, and then his second son died. And that's a problem. It's back-to-back avelos. And especially if you don't bathe for 30 days. And it's like impossible. You can't exist like that. So you make a special heter when it's back to back avelos. We allow him to bathe in cold water. But don't bring a riot to anybody else. It says mufurish meisubanov. His sons died. Two sons. The sign to chafu avolov zeh achazeh. Hichbit Tzaroi, if he has very long hair, in such a case, back-to-back, Avelos Lo Yaleinu, Mekel Betar. Didn't we have Tzipor, first his father, then his mother's? It wasn't, but maybe year to year. Okay. Zach is it. Hichbit Tzaroi, Mekel Betar. So, you use a razor. It's not how you usually take a haircut. It's a shinoi, and it doesn't take off that much. Umechabes Ksuse B'mayim, and you could wash your clothing. It's not, the stench is going to be unbearable. Omer Rav Chisda Betar Avalei Misparayim, and he says only with a razor, not with a scissor. B'mayim V'loi B'neser V'loi B'chol, and you shouldn't wash your body with like mud. Here, I have a picture of Boy saying, "Don't get shocked. I got Rishus to show this picture. It's a bunch of Hasidim dressed. Okay, don't get nervous. This is what it looks like when you bathe in mud." I was wondering, so why would somebody bathe in mud? Well, it's a geshmaka thing to do, obviously. This is in Yam HaMelech. Where? What part? Maybe, but for the b'chol, I don't think so. The dirt, that's what it says? No, because we learned already before that you bathe in some. It could be, but it's good for the picture anyway. Let's see. L'chabashi slabin. Yeah, I hear. Maybe. So, should we tear up the picture? What does the art school say? Anybody? Art school? No. What? Yeah, they're washing the clothes. That's why I showed you. They're washing the clothes. Very good. Yishkoyach. I told you should speak up. Save me. Save my day. Here, Sanachamol. They're washing their clothing with mud. This is the best way to do it. Why? You just roll around in the mud. It's a beautiful picture. Now it makes a lot more sense. Omar Rava. Ava Mudal Lukas Bitsani called Shiva. Says Rava, we have two Lashonis in Rava, so pay attention. Avel could wash his entire body in cold water. Midi to have a bisra of a chamra, just like Avel could eat meat and wine. By the way, somebody asked me, I got a number of emails. I thought, Kash Asimcha B'mutalach, the Ramban says, so it's a good kasha, but when I spoke about the Mesilas Yesharim, the Mesilas Yesharim asked the question. The Mesilas Yesharim himself brings Kadosh Hashem Mutalach. How do you explain it? Okay, so we have to go into it. Is it what's considered a tzorich? L'chayra tzorich, he says. Any type you have, I didn't say go ahead and do it. Any type you have, if it's something that's going to bother you, it's something that you, if you don't do it, you're going to be thinking about it. That's a tzorich. That's what the Olam says. That's, I spoke to some Rabbanim here. That's tzorich. So if it's a taiva stam, I want to drink a wine. Why? Because I feel like it. That's what's awesome. Now, I'm just saying what the Mesilas Yesharim says, and it could be this machloikis in it, but he brings up this concept of Kadosh Hashem Mutalach. It's not a, okay. One of the Rabbanim said that Kadosh Hashem Mutalach is like going on a cruise. But you know, what do you need it for? You don't need it. It's not, you want to go and you want to be fresh by the buffet. That's, by the way, not the cruise for the sea. The cruise for the sea is the Letzorich Mitzvah. That's 100% Mutalach, and that's why we're waiting some years. But that's something else. Okay, fine. Oh, Meisvei, Ein Habegeris Rasha LeNavelus Atzmo B'Mei Evel Ovia. A girl who comes of age of Shiduchim, she has a problem. Now, exactly what Evel Ovia means, Rashi brings two pshatim. Either her father is in Avelos, and people are going to see her in the Shiva house, and she's in Shiduchim. She has to look good. She can't stam, let herself go. Nivol, mamish, disgusting. Or she's sitting shiva for her own father. Shiduchim. Now, Lamaisa, one thing I mamish hate. I hate, like, the guy comes into the shiva house. He says, I'm really sorry. Your wife, it's very painful. Your wife was just nifty yesterday. But, you know, my neighbor, only divorced twice. Unbelievable woman. I think it's a good time to talk about the shiduch. You know, that is a problem. And that's what we're talking about here. Shiduchim during Avela. Oh, you know, and also, by the way, you're probably going to downsize because you don't have a wife anymore. So maybe you want to sell me your house. I was looking in this neighborhood. Ayin Shom in that video, my favorite video. Anyway, things not to say during Shiva. Yeah, sponsors. But it's a bit of a problem. But here we're talking about in the Avela's house. And she has to look presentable for Shiduchim. Rav Zilshin talks about this, that should Stamazai, the girl, should she dress up? Nah, for Shiduchim. And there's people here in Eretz Yisrael, I'm I don't understand it at all. So maybe somebody could explain it to me. Pay a kala $1,000 not to put on makeup at her chasana. These kind of things. There's an organization that pays $1,000. So Rav Zilshin says that it's on the bacharim, on the guys, not to look, but she has to, she's in shiduchim, she has to do what she has to do. Ena begeres rishol lenavos atzma be'evel aviyah. Ha, nara risho. So, my love, beruchitza. Begeres cannot, or shouldn't, if she talks about it, shouldn't refrain from bathing. Naira, somebody before that is allowed to not bathe. My love, beruchitza. We're talking about how you menavel, not menavel. Bathing and not bathing. It says that a younger girl, the son in Shiduchim, she doesn't bathe. So Elalav Bitsoin. So even we're talking about even in cold water. Says Gemara Loi, Akichol Pirchus. Yeah, I'm gonna get there in a second. What we're talking about refraining over here. Mazda. I have no idea what it says. Okay. We're talking about akichul of pirchus. What she's not menavel, this begeres who's in shiduchim, we're not talking about rechitza. You can't bring a raya from rechitza. We're talking about makeup, doing her hair, things like that. But other aveilim are allowed to do rechitza. Don't bring a raya that only she's allowed to do rechitza and the younger one not. No, everybody is roichetz, like Rav Chisda said, in cold water. What she could do that others can't do is things like makeup. The younger one can't, and she could because she's in Shiduchim. Sponsored by Adam Vales, in memory of my mother, Gail F. Rathner, Avigail Gittelbath, Pesach V'chava Rivka, and sponsored anonymously as a schus for Shiduchim for my siblings and myself. Oh, talking about Shiduchim and turning the page. Fine. Shiduchim. Go to the Shiva house, the Shiduchim over there. Leibim Sayele. Domer Rebbe Abba HaKoyim, Mishum Rebbe Yoisi HaKoyim. Maiso, we had this Gemara already. We had an Omen Aleph. His sons died. You see, you're allowed to bathe in cold water. It was back to back Avelos. And that's the special heter. Right? Word for word. This is a freebie. The Sanya, Techavu, Avolav Zachazeh, Hichbet Sa'aroi, make a batar if you have a lot of hair. He cuts it off with a razor. Only in a razor, not with a scissor. You should wash your clothing. Huh? Right. All is like, I don't know, aloe or something. Who knows what it is? It's a type of grass. Okay, no, isn't aloe a type of grass? It's a leaf. Okay. I guess I was just confusing with another Gemara. There was a Gemara that said that they used to bathe in dirt, in sand. Okay, we'll have to find it. Then the guy's going to say, no, doesn't say it. Fine. Pick the army. I can say whatever I want now. Nobody knows. The bells is not here. There's a Gemara that says people used to bathe with dirt. Great. Next. Pick the army. Omar Rava, Oveil, Osabit Soinen, Kol Shiva. Maishna Mabasa Vyayin. So now Rava is saying the opposite. Before he said, Oval could bathe in cold water. No. Oval cannot bathe. Pick the army. Another shita in what Rava said. Oval should not bathe in cold water. He's allowed to. Mamish fresses steak. His loved one just died and he's eating steak with wine. Terrible. Hasam. Lifa kuchei pachtei hudaavid. It's a stress relief. A person who's in avelos has different anxieties, different things, and he's just trying to take off the edge. That's it. Leim sayelei enem begeres rishol lenav. But bathing doesn't take off the edge. Leim sayelei I have a raya enem begeres rishol lenav la'atzmo honay rishol. B'mai, same Gemara that we had on top of the Amud. Elam b'chamin, what is she allowed to bathe herself with this one in Shiduchim in Abagar Shoshah? V'omar Rav Chisda, Avala Zalash, Azboi b'chamin, Avala b'tsoinen. Elala b'tsoinen, sorry. So you see that she is mutter in cold, but the sister's also in cold, so you're not allowed. Mamish, like Rava said, Rava says, you're not allowed to bathe in cold. Over here you see that nobody's allowed to bathe in cold, only a girl that's in Shiduchim. Loi, akichulu pirchus. Everybody's allowed to bathe, perhaps, but what the Gemara is saying that the girl in Shiduchim is allowed to do makeup and hair, but not the other ones. Omer Rav Chisda, Zoy Simeres. If you're saying that everybody's also to do makeup, so it's like it's something external, Avel, Aser, B'tich Boises, Kol Shiva, So therefore, it would come out that you're not allowed to dry clean your clothes, you're not allowed to wash your clothes. Why? It's an external thing. It's almost like makeup. It goes on the exterior. It beautifies a person. That's awesome. The Hilchasa, now we go into Halachas. Hilchasa, Avel, Asur, Lurchaitz, Kol Gufay, Bein Becham, Bein Mitzaynim. Avel is not permitted to wash his body with cold water, Kol Shiva. Avel, Panavi, Yadav, Raglov, Becham, and Asur, Mitzaynim, Mutar, he's permitted to wash just his face, his hands, and his feet. Avel, Asur, to anoint oneself with oil, Afilu, Kol Shu, Asur, you're not allowed to even on your face. Bimla Aber, Esazuma, if he has dirt and he's just trying to remove the dirt, Mutar. Fine, that's the end of the sugya, a brand new sugya. It's like new mesechta here. Sloisa the tanisa heche matkirina. The tefillah that we say on a fast day, anenu. Where do we say? You open up the siddur. It's interesting. You have both of these here in the siddur, both of these things, but one is for the yachid and one is for the tzibur. Adberei says the gemara. Adberei Rav Yehuda, Rav Yitzchak berei v'dorash. Rav Yehuda took his son Rav Yitzchak and he went out for Shpatzir, and he gave him a little drasha. Yachid Jekiv Alol of Tainus, Mispalas of Tainus. An individual who accepted upon himself a Tainus, it's not that it's not raining outside, he wants to fast. So he says, Aneinu. Behechen Oimra, and where should he say it? He tells his son, Rav Yitzchak, Ben Goyal L'Roifei. You look over here, Archical Siddur, here you have Goyal Yisrael. Over here you have Refoeinu. Smack in the middle, you have Aneinu. And in fact, it has its own bracha, Baruch Hashem, Ha'ina based Sarah. It's its own bracha. 7, 8, you stick in another one right over here. Maskev Rav Yitzchak, v'chi yachid. Now, if it says here in little, it says in right over here, Taina Siba Oimer Chazen Anenu. This is for the Chazen. So don't get, right now, he's saying that a yachid does it. Okay, I'm just saying there is such a thing as this tefillah right over here. V'chi yachid kaveh bracha lo atzmo, ask the Gemara. He himself decided he's going to fast, he's going to be a good yid, whatever the reason is, he has to be mechaper aver, he said you can do it for that. So for an individual, he's sticking in Shmona Esrei, a new bracha. Instead of Shmona Esrei, now you're going to Chai Esrei, you're going to have 19 brachas. Says the Gemara, Elo Amar Yitzchak b'shemei tefillah. Yeah, you're right. It's not its own bracha. And here you have, again, from the art scroll, here's Shemei tefillah. There's no Baruch Atah Hashem. No. Instead of saying your tefillah, Anein Hashem. What's at the end? B'chol eis tzar v'suka u'mamshich ki atah shemea. Don't say those words. Mamshich, yeah? Ki atah shemea tefillah. You go, you just say the bracha of shemea tefillah. It's part of shemea tefillah. Instead of saying Hashem, like that guy said, give me many, many cars. So you say, Aneinu. But it's not a special bracha. It's in shemea tefillah. Shemea tefillah, you can say whatever you want there. It's the most preferable place to ask Hashem for things. So you're talking about Aneinu. So, Kasha, the only difference between a yachid and a tzibur is that the tzibur davens 19. The yachid doesn't do anything. Now, Rashi just points out, the famous, if you look, you count the brachas that we say, how many brachas do we say? 19. So why is it called Shmona Esrei? So Rashi says, because the Lamal Shina was added later. But other Rishonim argue on Rashi, and they say that the Lamal Shina is actually there when they were Misak and this Gemara happened, or the whole, they say, Es Tzemach and Boin Yerushalayim are actually one bracha. That's what they say. But okay, today we have 19. Says the Gemara, Mayachid u Maytzibur. Well, the Gemara continues the question. Mayachid u Maytzibur. So now we could say that Yachid and Tzibur means within the same fast, you have the individual guy and the guy davening for the Amid. The guy davening for the Amid is called a Tzibur. He's the Shliach Tzibur. So the Gemara, if that's the case, Hani Chaisrei, Ezim Arabavu. As we're going to see, for the Tzibur, this is on Daf Tezvav, one of the longest Mishnahs you'll ever see in your life. It starts in Amid Aleph, ends in Amid Bay somewhere. It's like it's going to take up the whole day. It says in that Mishnah, you add another 6 brachas. It's not 19. Now it becomes 24. Elav achikamar. Ein ben yachid, the kibbal of tainis yachid. Le yachid, the kibbal of tainis tzibur. We're talking about individual and individual. There is an individual that accepts upon himself the chumas of a tzibur, and the individual is going to accept upon himself a tainis, an easy tainis, like a yachid. two different taneisim, but we're not talking about a shliach tzibur. We're talking about the yachid himself. The guy that accepted upon himself the chumrah like a tzibur, he says 19 brachas. The guy that's like a yachid is 18. Shema mino yachid chiveya bracha la'atzmon. You see that a yachid who accepted upon himself a tainus like a tzibur, how many brachas does he say? 19. So he had a bracha. Loy levevelok shliach tzibur. Going back to the first pshat. We're talking about a guy's davening. The whole shul here are all a bunch of yechidim. The guy standing in the front, he's Mr. Tzibur. He's different. Udikos kashalach shliach tzibur esim arba matzli. He has 24 brachas. It says in the next daf, he has 24. No. Amen. V'loy. Amen. Ain. No. Sorry. Begimel tanis v'shoynais. We're talking about the first three. There's 3, 3, and 7. The first three fast days. The lekes from v'arba. Nobody has 24. Only the 19. We'll continue from here tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem. Have a wonderful day.